good, clean controversy.
And we are back. Well, thank you, Joseph, for your all the information about Toronto. One thing I would like to touch on, this Tuesday night at Zippers, which is located at Church and Carlton, it is going to be their, I think it's 13 years that they have been opened, and I will be there performing on Tuesday evening with a lot of Toronto's top performers who have been there.
How many straight years is that?
In straight years... 100?
That'd be like 100 for a bar.
So there's Georgie Girling, Chris Edwards, or the MC. It's going to be a great night. A lot of the old gang is going to be out, and a lot of my work, hair work, is going to be displayed there. It's just going to be fun to go see a lot of the old gang, and I don't do this too often. So I just want to, if you're out, they're going to have a buffet before from 9 o'clock till 10:30, and then the show is going to start between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. So if you're out on Tuesday evening, come out, come and see us and support Zippers. It's a great bar. They're always there for our community. So I'm going to bow out and say goodnight to everybody.
Really, I thought he was joking.
No, I am not.
Are you going to make us a snack?
I'll make you a snack. Definitely I'll make a snack. Okay. No, I want to go watch the Grammys. It's one thing I love to watch, and I do not have cable in Toronto, and I'm not going to be able to see it, so I would like to watch it. So I will see you guys next week. And next week, guys, it is Boy Neil's birthday next weekend.
Oh, so yes, we have been announcing that.
Send us some greetings for him, and anything you'd like, we will post them
greetings
online.
For him, money for me.
And we will talk about what we have planned for him on Saturday. There'll be a few little surprises. So hope to see you out, and have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys. And remember, everybody, just take care of each other, okay? Good night, guys.
Yeah, like the show's not ending, so
the show's still going on. I'm just saying good night to everybody, and please take care of each other.
Wow, that's a signing off on
and
us.
Be there for your friends, okay? Thank you, guys.
You got to remember, it's all about Master. It's not all about you, sir.
Oh, wait, his mic's off now.
It's about me now.
Well, not anymore. You're gone, honey. And your mic's off. No. I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, Sir Mark's going to go upstairs and watch the Grammy so he can report on it next week. I'm sure that's why he's doing it.
Yes. He's going to write a long report.
Yeah, he's working. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has to keep up on all that stuff for his clients and things.
Yeah. The latest here.
Anyway, so that was good. We heard from Joseph. Sir Mark's going to run upstairs. It's Dolly's birthday next weekend, too. Well, happy birthday, Dolly. That was one thing we said we wanted to do, actually. When we first started talking about the show, because I was listening, I went back through and listened to a bunch of stuff to get that commercial that I did.
A birthday list?
Yeah, and that was one of the things that we said.
We can do that some on Facebook.
I'm sure we can pull it off. I'm going to have to
Facebook has a thing where you befriend some
people. Yeah, anybody of a friend, you can say happy birthday.
App or something where people can put their birthdays in it.
I don't know what it is. We're going to have to figure all that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Sir Mark is off on his way. So we can talk about him now. He can still hear me. I keep forgetting that.
He's not listening.
He's not really. Unlike you, I'm not a doorknob where everyone gets a turn. I'm more of a casino where only the lucky ones hit the jackpot.
I thought of Slave Wayne when I saw that.
Oh, the jackpot. Hey,
Slave Wayne pulling the old can crusher.
That's pretty funny. The old can
sometimes
crusher.
Sometimes you get sevens. And so what did he say?
I can't remember.
You just get fruit, something.
Or snake, or eyes, or something, whatever.
Whatever it was, yeah.
So, yeah, next weekend is your birthday, so we have a committed...
Lemons, you said, I think.
Lemons, that was it. Very good.
Sometimes you get sevens, and sometimes you get lemons.
Yes. So we've got, I think, 9 people that are going to be joining us for the dinner aspect of it, and then a couple more after for...
I get the feeling somehow I'm going to be very embarrassed.
No, you know what? I'm not going to do that to you. I'm really not. I haven't even said it was your birthday. So, yet. But yeah. I kind of look at it this way. There's going to be 11 leather people there, so this is going to be
leather
pretty...
Leather and fetish people.
Leather fetish, yeah. No, I think we're all pretty... Yeah, I guess we are. So,
no, it's a mix.
And people have been asking, you know, what to get you for your birthday and stuff, and I just basically said, you know, like, what do you want?
I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
Give me money.
You want money. I actually said to somebody, donate $25 to a charity in his name for him.
There you go. That's actually a very good idea.
So sometimes you get the jackpot, sometimes just cherries. That's what he was saying. So.
Oh, that's just cherries.
Yeah. So there, Dolly just entered the room. Hey, Dolly. Happy birthday to you.
Would
happy
be
birthday
red.
To
he
you.
He was happy when he got a red box.
Okay, and Joseph just put the Penny Apocalypse into the chat room, too.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. We got a lot of listeners tonight. We got a lot of activity going on in the chat room. This is pretty cool. So let's get back to some more, maybe a little bit more serious stuff. Let's not go serious right off the bat. Well, there's just too much other fun stuff. We're going to post another link, and then we all can join in and have a look-see at it. Boom. All right. Oh, and Took Tuesday, he's posted that too.
Cool.
So, okay, this is through the new civil rights, movement website. I do like these guys. So this is awesome because you said about Fox News earlier here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fox News mistakes lesbian couple for straight couple. Post wedding picture in anti-equality. Yeah.
That's so, Fox. Yeah. They're geniuses.
They are, really. To be happy, we must admit women and men are not equal. That was the quote.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. So Fox News, and I'm going to just read some of this out because I just find it so funny.
This is good.
Now, their infinite journalistic wisdom, and apparently by accident, used a same-sex couple's wedding photo to illustrate an anti-equality, anti-feminism opted by a conservative author. This is a story that you really need to follow closely to grasp its full chromatic, delicious beauty. Who's writing is this? I already like it.
Sounds like somebody gay, I think. So.
Could be Suzanne. No, it's a female. Suzanne Vechner is the name. The photo is pretty well known. It's of Stephanie, excuse me if I butcher the names, Figuerel and Lena MacArthur enjoying their first kiss as a married couple. The first same-sex couple to be married at the Empire State Building last year. So this is just huge, okay?
This isn't just a...
No, this is a huge...
Any gay couple, any lesbian couple. This is a lesbian couple whose picture has been out there before.
Yes. And if that's not enough, the column is written by Suzanne Vechner, who it turns out is the niece of a supreme mother of the anti-feminist movement herself, Phillips Schlafly. So... The woman who wrote the article was about, you know, women and men are not created equal, is the niece of, like, you know, one of the biggest anti-feminist movement persons. Like, so this is awesome. It gets complicated. The column titled, the column titled, "To Be Happy, We Must Admit Women and Men Aren't Equal," is filled with mumbo-jumbo anti-women, anti-equality, anti-feminism comments like, quote, "As products of divorce, the modern generation has few role models for lasting love. That alone is a problem, but young women have an added burden. They've been raised in a society that eschews marriage. They've been taught instead to honor sex, singlehood, and female empowerment." What the fuck?
And this is what people believe. That's
this
what
is
I said,
awesome.
Master.
I'm not sure what planet Vechner is living on, but a modern American society doesn't eschew marriage. It honors marriage by placing it where it belongs as one of the many choices available to an increasingly diverse society. Why should everyone be forced into marriage by age of 21, 31, or 41, or ever? Vechner laments as palpable the idea of women don't need men or marriage. She also adds, "Feminism didn't result in equality between the sexes. It resulted in mass confusion." Wow. "And today men and women have no idea who's supposed to do what. And we know little girls love their dolls and boys just want to kick that ball." Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Kick that ball or shove that ball.
Play with that ball.
Yeah.
Suck that ball.
So, yeah. Sometimes there's justice and sometimes it comes in the form of a beautiful same-sex couple's first kiss as a legally married one. In the middle of this awesome, awesome, so you need to read that, and you need to like it. I was only kidding. You rock. Yeah, I'm good, thanks, hey. Anyways,
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Probably not the best idea to eat a grape right in the middle of this.
No, I can, because I'm just...
So, what do we think about that? This person is equating, let's just go with the three things that she said. okay, that feminism didn't result in equality between the sexes. It resulted in mass confusion. Now, is that because she's confused?
I kind of think so.
Okay, so what is she saying? That we should go back to the 1950s bullshit?
Yes, I mean, that's, they really do teach that, and or the conservatives and like Fox News, they have a lot of people on there who preach that, that yes, we should be back where a woman's place is in the home. Didn't you hear Mitt Romney?
Oh, of course, yeah, but yeah.
That's Mitt Romney, and that's what Mitt Romney and his wife preached was, Mitt Romney's wife got right on this. Come on, women, get back in the kitchen where you belong. Damn it.
I don't think she said damn it.
She didn't say damn it.
It's not one of them sweary types, right?
Get back in the kitchen where you belong.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that really think that that's the way it's supposed to be.
I'm still on this whole confusion thing. Like, so what you're telling me is basically that females are what? So shallow and or unintelligent that
yes.
without straight and direct, I would say, responsibilities, et cetera, that they can't function?
No, they cannot. They cannot survive without a man. That's why they have to go out and get married.
Wow, eh? So, I mean, this is coming from, and what year is this again? Oh, hey, that was written just last week.
Get married and have babies.
Well, of course, because you have to get more of the same out there, so that way, you know. Wow, I just...
Appropriation.
So do you think that's poetic justice that they accidentally put the same-sex couple in there that was like...
I just think it's Fox News, and they do that crap all the time. And people... But that's the scary part about it. People will see something on the news, or they'll read it on the internet, and they don't consider the source. And there's some people that really believe this crap. You know, it's scary.
It's just so not cool.
You know, it really is. Yeah. My family back in Wisconsin would believe that crap. I mean, they like Fox News. It's, huh?
All right.
Really, don't tell me that.
You are listening to houseofmnsm.com. Go ahead, send us an email at show@houseatmsn.com. And we'll make sure we answer it.
Yes.
Bunch of people in the chat room. Come on in. Say hello.
Baby, I don't wanna spend my life on trial.
Right back.